Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning, good morning. Man, we got a little snow last night. And there are some slippery road conditions in the southern county early this morning. We had 1 to 4 inches of new snow last night and yesterday and last night in southeast North Dakota, northeast South Dakota, and western central Minnesota. We're still looking for our first 1 inch snowfall, because all we got is like 0.7. That's all that accumulated yesterday. So there you go. We are briefly in a very cold Canadian air mass. So that's the extent of our winter. And again, I'm not complaining, man. Not at all. I am Leon Francis. This is the Common Sense Club. 855-217-76. That's the number to get you live on air into the conversation if you push extension 2. What's on your mind this morning? Tons of things are going on. First, I want to, the big story, obviously, today is the ISIS video. And I think the even bigger story is Jordan's response to the ISIS video. Last night, Sky News Arabia reported that Jordan was going to execute some ISIS / Al-Qaeda members. And they carried, they made good on that, you know, after, and if you haven't heard, ISIS has this video they released yesterday, and these folks, man, the barbarism, it is unbelievable to me that folks that profess to want nothing but a theocratic society and doing everything in the name of God to justify doing what they did, heinous video. But I'm thinking about Jordan's response as opposed to our response. We're sitting over here and we quibble about whether or not waterboarding is humane or not. And they're over there beheading folks and burning people alive. That's the difference. We're fighting, we're trying to meet an evil, a dirty group of folks wearing white gloves and using rules that they not only don't abide by, they find comical. But I guess that's life in Rio Linda, you know. I want to know how you feel about that. You think that Jordan's response to those ISIS barbarians was the appropriate one, and should we take a lesson from them? That's what I want to know. And instead of quibbling about whether or not, you know, we should waterboard or we should play some Ozzy Osbourne for 12 hours, you know, and sleep deprivation and things like that, while we're quibbling about things like that, Jordan is like, you know, so you do something this heinous to one of our guys, we're going to take two of yours. So there you go. That's my question to you. You think we should take a page out of the Jordanian playbook and start meeting fire with fire? I was thinking about that yesterday. I was thinking about what we are actually doing over there. And we have, from what I've heard, at least one American in ISIS control, and I heard some pinhead from the White House yesterday say we are actively looking for it. I smacked my head. I'm like, are you kidding me? You're telling the people that we are actively searching for the folks that they're holding, especially in light of that video. They're gonna either move or kill that hostage because of that slip up by that idiot. But anyway, you know, I'm thinking about what we are actually doing, you know, in response to this threat. And I think that it's a global threat. I think ISIS is a threat that we should meet. I think we should meet it head on. I think that with our military capabilities, we should be able to root out these barbarians wherever they are and neutralize them. I believe that. I think that our president, his mindset is harmful to the fight against terrorism. I believe that. So I want to know from you, what do you believe should be our response to the rise of ISIS? 855-217-76, extension 2. It's live on air and into the conversation. I guess that was the first thing that was on my mind this morning. to come back home a little bit, to good old Fargo, North Dakota, filled up yesterday and was lucky, very lucky, 10 minutes before a gas prices at my favorite gas station shot up 15 cent. I filled up. So, and then, you know, I go inside and the guy, they know me and they're like, yeah, it's a good thing you came now because in just a bit, they're going to raise the prices 15 cent. And I'm like, wow. 15 cent. I guess oil is going back up to, I think, 57 bucks a barrel or something. And it's interesting. Someone made the comment to me this morning that it is very interesting that they're raising the price of oil, the price on a barrel of oil now after the damage has kind of been done, especially here in North Dakota with our Bakken boom that's going on. It's kind of odd to me that they'd be raising the price of a barrel of oil now. You think that there may be a little orchestration going on there? You know, now the price of gas is going up a little bit, and we've had, you know, folks, obviously folks are going to be laid off, and there's been a downturn in production here because of the price of oil. I think there's a little orchestration going on there. I don't know. I 15 cent. I mean, still, I'm looking at it, and it's nowhere near the $3, you know, that we were paying. But still, it kind of makes you scratch your head. And I was very, very happy that, you know, I got in at the time I did, because now I got, you know, a tank full of gas for, I think, $1.84 or something like that. I think I paid yesterday per gallon. So I'm happy about that. Want to know how you feel about that. Also, jackrabbits. Jackrabbits everywhere. What do we do to deal with that problem? And I come into the Fargo, West Fargo area way back when, I don't think I've ever seen as many rabbits, you know, and I'm a southern boy, Louisiana, so, you know, obviously I've seen rabbits before and that sort of thing. But I'm thinking about this story out there in South Fargo, but I'm talking way back when I first set a foot on the North Dakotan terrain, but seeing those huge, huge jackrabbits just kind of blew my mind. And then, so I'm watching this video yesterday about, and some guys out there videotaping the jackrabbits out, I guess, in his backyard or in a field or something. Man, that is nuts. That is just unbelievable. It was like 40 to 50 rabbits all kind of huddled up together, that sort of thing. What do you think we should do about that? It is a problem, man. I mean, anytime you got that, it made me think of, have you ever heard of the movie Night of the Lemurs? Have you ever heard of that, anybody? I remember seeing that movie when I was very young and just being terrified that, you know, the rabbits would take over and that sort of thing. Looking at that video brought it all back. I had to sleep with the light on last night. That's how dramatic it was. That many rabbits. It was like 50 of them, man. It was nuts. What do we do? I say, and I think I might have heard someone say this yesterday. I think my buddy John said something to this effect yesterday. You want to get your kid, trained in firearm safety? Yeah, give him a varmint rifle and let him loose out there. What's some supervision? With that many rabbits, yeah, man. I think the kids would have an awesome time, and they'd learn some hunter safety, to boot. I think that's pretty cool. Speaking of kids and safety with firearms, did you hear that the concealed carry in schools passed? How do you feel about that? We'll be right back with Blanky the Cullum, Ellen Ratner, right after this break.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hundreds of our listeners have been in the Miracle Chair. Many of them have purchased the Miracle Chair because it works. Jerry Breyer is here. He's brought the Miracle Chair to North Dakota. You can see it online at miraclechair.net. You can take a test drive yourself and actually sit in this and feel it work. State-of-the-art massage lounger for the ultimate experience. Jerry, talk about what people tell you about these Miracle Chairs.
Well, we've sold quite a few of them, but it's amazing. The feedback is 100% positive. I've never sold anything where I've had 100% positive. Well, yeah, gold and silver is pretty much 100%. But it's really interesting, particularly with the ladies. They get in that chair and they don't want to get out. Because what the chair does, it massages your feet, your legs, your thighs, your back, your arms, your neck, all at the same time.
Relax to Zero, state-of-the-art design. It's the Miracle Chair. Online at miraclechair.net or call 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950 today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Welcome back. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis, and right now I have the Countess and the Contessa of Common Sense, Ellen Ratner, Blanky the Cullum. Welcome to the Common Sense Club.
Hi, Leon.
Thank you so much.
Man, big stories in the news today. I want to lead off on the obvious horrific video that we saw from ISIS. And I guess a lot of folks, I spoke to someone this morning that said, you know, he wasn't really surprised. And I'm thinking that's what a lot of folks are feeling now, you know, with the barbarism of ISIS. And I think that maybe that's why they stepped it up a little bit. And I just kind of wanted to know your opinion on that. And Ellen, since we haven't heard from you in quite some time, I'd like to throw that question out to you first.
Well, the question is, what do you mean by who stepped it up? Because did ISIS step it up or did George? Well, yes, they did. And they don't realize that what they're doing is they're uniting people. Now there are places like the UAE, United Arab Emirates, et cetera, that decided to pull their people out. But, and you know, we have heard from various parts that what they often do is they basically pay off terrorists by giving quote-unquote donations from their nonprofits, et cetera. A lot of these countries are speaking with forked tongues. But with Jordan taking some leadership, it's going to be very difficult for some of these Muslim countries not to go along.
Absolutely. Blankita, what do you think of Jordan's response? You think it was appropriate? You think we should take a page out of the Jordanian playbook with their response to this?
I think it was appropriate. I think it was appropriate, and it also, as Ellen says, they're stepping up because it was them killing brutally, I mean, just horribly, another Muslim. And I think that they play by different rules, and it's something that it's time. I looked at it, and I felt like, goodness, I wonder if this was like in Middle Eastern terms, akin to the assassination of the Archduke Ferdinand. I mean, the line in the sand has been clearly drawn here, and they are not messing around. And the family of the pilot are begging and screaming and crying, and the entire village is calling for more response because they don't play like we play.
That was an act of barbarism unlike I've ever seen, and I've seen a lot of stuff in my time. I couldn't even watch it. And they had the video up briefly, and then YouTube pulled it. But wow, I could not believe it. Do you think that it will change the way we have? I heard as many as two Americans being held by ISIS. You think it's going to change the way that we approach, you know, rooting them out or attempting to locate them or things like that, given the fact that this video, and from what I can understand, it's over a month old. So right. Any negotiations that they were involved in with between Jordan and ISIS, they were clearly not being truthful, clearly being misleading because they had already killed the guy. So you think it's going to affect the way the United States is actively looking for, you know, our folks? And Ellen, I'll throw that question to you.
Well, I'm not sure quite what you're asking.
You think I heard someone from the State Department yesterday say that we were actively searching for the Americans that ISIS is.
Well, we are, and actually, Secretary Kerry had a meeting yesterday of 35 countries at the State Department to talk about ISIL. The problem is again, some of these countries are hedging their bets. Some of the Muslim countries are hedging their bets because they want to make sure that their country is not attacked. And so they're
a statement on the talk radio news site that was made at the Pentagon yesterday by Admiral Kerry. Is that right? He made that statement at the Pentagon yesterday.
Yeah.
Right.
And what I would think is, you know, you see something like that, even if you're a Muslim country, even if you're worried about the backlash, a united front to root these guys out has got to be preferable. I mean, that's what I would think, especially if you know you got the backing of the world community behind you. I say just, if it were me and I were a leader of one of those Muslim countries, I'd go, you know, enough is enough. They folks in the world already harbor animus towards us. These idiots only make it worse. We got to do something about it. That would be my train of thinking. But, you know, I agree with Ellen. They are hedging their bets, and I guess some of that
well,
is warranted.
Well, they have to hear, you know, in the past, we can't deny it, that the United States is seen as the leader in the free world. So, you know, whether we like to accept that role or not, that's our gig. And unfortunately, the president's just not making strong enough statements. Everybody has to kind of dance around him, behind him, waiting for him to make that definitive statement, and he hasn't made it.
What do you think about his statement yesterday, Ellen? Do you think it was strong enough?
Strong enough at this point in time, yes.
Okay.
But he may make another statement shortly thereafter.
I don't know. I think we should be doing.
I tell people minced words when they gave President Bush the notice that the plane had hit the building and he was in front of those children. He was criticized throughout his entire term of office because he didn't take a stronger stand. I think the president's going to have to quit trying to parse his words and say what the American people need to hear.
Oh yeah. Definitely. I want a cowboy right about now. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Obamacare. The House votes to repeal Obamacare. And I know that Ellen is very happy about this, right?
Right.
I'm kidding, Ellen. Oh, wow. Were you censoring yourself?
We have to figure out what word she was typing in.
Ellen, are you still there? Oh,
okay.
Wow. I think I ran her off.
Oh,
anyway.
No. You know, what happens is, you know, I mess with my phone so much that sometimes I'll be talking and then I don't realize I've carried a conversation with myself.
So what do you think about the vote to repeal Obamacare? You think it's got any teeth? You think that Obama is worried?
No, I don't think he's worried. I don't think the president is worried at all. I believe that he's out there going to try to push everything that he can. And then when Republicans stand up, he's going to make it look like he's going to play this game. He's going to play this game till the very end where he's going to try to make it look like the bad Republicans. On my site yesterday, having a discussion about what happened really and truly with this, the killing of this pilot, the vitriol, the language, the cliches that came out on there with people taking opinions was so nasty, okay? I thought, why can't we get the leader of the free world to be able to set a standard and set a goal and get people figuring that this is terrorism, get people on the right track instead of trying to play games. I'm gonna veto things. This is ISIS is an organization. I mean, that's why all the messages are confused.
Thanks, Ellen. Thanks, Bankita. Ellen,
thank you.
We'll hear from you tomorrow. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club.
Guarantees are hard to come by in life, but MyPillow has one. Hi, friends, I'm Scott Hinnon. I want you to sleep on the pillow I sleep on because I've never had one like it. I've never slept better. Mike Lindell is the CEO. He's been on television. You've probably seen him in those commercials, maybe heard our interview with him. He will tell you, and I believe, sleep is the most important thing to your health. And MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. In addition to all the testimonies you're going to hear from friends and neighbors and coworkers and others, and I've heard them, who own the world's most comfortable pillow, if you go to MyPillow.com, they have sleep facts where you can find out about all kinds of great benefits you can get from a good night's sleep and how much it'll help your overall health and well-being. So check that out at MyPillow.com. While you're there, browse. Find the great savings. Use the promo code Scott for a 50% off deal, 2-for-1 on the original classic pillow, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call this number, 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, MyPillow, guaranteed, the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Welcome back. I'm going to say one other thing on the whole ISIS topic, and I'm going to move on to some more local stories here. This is what happens when you don't confront these things, when you allow them to fester, when you call them a JV team, you know, and you don't have the fortitude to deal with them, you know, without the PC gloves on. That's my take on this whole thing. I think that, you know, while we're sitting over here quibbling about whether or not to waterboard people to get info out of them, you know, to root these guys out, or, you know, whether or not we're too harsh with these terrorists, they don't think that way. Not at all. They find our way of thinking comical. They're fighting, and we're playing PC police. That's the difference there. I think Jordan's response was spot on. I think we have, what, close to 150 detainees. I say that they do something like this, you know, trot out 15 of them and, you know, off with their heads. That's what I say. You know, get a rope and send a message that, you know, yeah, you can participate. You can have all these people, these folks from these Western countries going over there and joining up. But this is going to be the end result. You join ISIS, this is what's going to happen. Not three hots in a cot when we catch you. Not a prayer rug and a Quran and, you know, the comforts, all the comforts we can afford you and as when you're incarcerated and that sort of thing. No, it's going to be swift and immediate. So you join up, watch for the drone in the sky and then the rope swinging when you get back here. Period. And I think that'll, I think that'll go a long way to deterring idiots that, you know, especially from Western countries, from going over there and joining these barbarians. JV team, Barry. The JV team. That guy's gonna rue that statement to the end of his days, I believe. Anyway. Pork has surpassed, beef production for the first time in America since I think 1952. And yeah, I know it's kind of tongue in cheek. I buttressed this story with ISIS and the whole Muslim whatever, but I do my part. I believe I've done my part to reach this important milestone in American history. Pork over beef for the first time since 1952. I put bacon on everything, man. So I know I've done my part. I was This morning driving in, I saw on Subway, on a Subway sign, the sandwich shop, you know, it had one sentence on there, and it said, one word, bacon. Guess where I'm eating lunch? You got it. And there you go. Just a humorous aside from the morbid stories of this morning and last night. Pork over beef in America for the first time since 1952. Still waiting on your feedback on, you know, what do we do about the jackrabbit situation out in South Fargo? I say give a bunch of kids some varmint rifles and let them loose, you know. With some supervision. You don't want kids out there running all willy-nilly with varmint rifles, because those things, you'll put your eye out. Absolutely, you will. So with some supervision, get them some firearm training and have them familiarize themselves with the firearm out there. And I think it's all good. And plus, you'll take care of the rabbit problem out there. I think it's a win-win for everybody. Not to mention the fact that, you know, my Night of the Lemurs terror will be over. I had to sleep with the lights on, man. I got that image in my head from, you know, being traumatized as a kid. Has anybody out there seen that movie, The Night of the Lemurs? Chris, have you seen that movie? It's terrible. When I was a kid, man, that terrified me. If I saw it now, it'd probably be comical. But, you know, just seeing that video of all those rabbits, all those jackrabbits in South Fargo brought back the terror, man. God. Do you think that we need cops to take care of these rabbits? I say kids, man, not cops. I say turn the kids loose out there. Let them have some fun and get some firearm training. I don't even know if that... I don't know if that's a good capacity for police officers. Maybe they can get a little target practice in. I don't know. But what do you think? Should we send cops out there to take care of the jackrabbit problem in South Fargo? 855-217-76, extension 2, get your live on air, into the conversation. Something, a couple of bills that, outside of the Common Core, obviously, because you know that's my big thing. But a couple of other bills that were being debated and discussed yesterday kind of piqued my interest this morning. The one would be the bill that, you know, would allow concealed weapons in schools. And we had Representative Dwight Kiefert on before to talk about this. So, you know, I thought it was a good thing. It passed in the North Dakota House. That bill allowing concealed weapons in school passed in the North Dakota House. I want to know how you feel about that. This legislation would allow concealed weapons license holders to pack heat in schools with the school's permission, of course. And I've always been a fan of that. Want to know where you're at with that. That's one of the topics that we're going to discuss this morning. I think Scott and Todd are going to discuss it also. So, you know, if you can't get to the phone now, make sure that in the 9 and 10 o'clock hour you talk to Scott and Todd about it. One of the bills that was on my mind this morning, I'm like, that's a good thing. Good thing. Another bill that has you scratching your head about is the one that could potentially raise the tax, the cigarette tax, $2 on a pack of cigarettes. This is all from the propaganda of Breathe ND and those folks. We haven't raised cigarette taxes in umpteen years, so we need to do that to curb teen smoking. Right. I don't believe that, not for 2 seconds, that it will stop teen smoking or teens from picking up that first pack of cigarettes or anything. What I think is going to happen is it's going to be an unfair burden on folks that can ill afford it. I mean, and we know that, you know, that there's a higher propensity for smoking among the lower class or the lower tax brackets. I'll say that. So raising the cost of cigarettes by $2. How is that going to sit with them? Not to mention, to me, it's like punitive. We beat up on big tobacco all the time, but we're always at the money trough, always trying to get wring as many dollars out of them as possible. And as long as you throw a kid's face up there, it's for the children. We're supposed to be, we're all supposed to go, oh, well, that's okay, right? No. I don't buy it. I agree with the retailers and the distributors in the area that urged lawmakers not to pass that tobacco tax. First time in 22 years, we're going to raise the tobacco tax. They are the retailers and distributors are urging the lawmakers not to pass that because it will, and I believe this, it's going to have a devastating impact on businesses. The black market for cigarettes, you know, is going to skyrocket. It will unfairly burden smokers who can least afford it. All of that stuff. I mean, there is not a win here except for breathe ND. And if I see another one of those commercials, I'll put my eye out. No, I'm kidding. Let's run that voicemail about ISIS. Do we have that cue?
Leon, I'll bet you a dollar to a donut that the Obama State Department is currently negotiating a surrender with ISIS, and he'll probably throw in North Dakota and give it to ISIS.
Oh, man. And Larry, are we tongue-in-cheek right now? Come on. It does concern me, though. I don't know if you heard the story about, you know, the Muslim Brotherhood and we're meeting with them. And I heard both interviews. I heard the first interview where the guy clearly says that Georgetown University sponsored this whole kumbaya session with the Muslim Brotherhood Egypt. The folks from Egypt say, you know, this is a terrorist organization. We're the only ones playing footsie with these guys. The Muslim Brotherhood is a terrorist organization that we're meeting with them. Wow. And then after Georgetown comes out and says, hey, wait a minute. We never sponsored any meet and greet with the Muslim Brotherhood. The Obama White House comes out and goes, oh, they walk it back. They're like, well, it wasn't really Georgetown that sponsored this meet and greet. And if you can't believe the folks in the White House, especially on something as small and as obvious as that, can we believe anything that these folks say? I mean, and that was like a blatant lie. Of course, they walked it back, and it's like in the news pile now, so they can breathe a sigh of relief. But think about that. Just a blatant lie, like on par with Rice coming out and saying, you know, but it was a spontaneous demonstration over a YouTube video. I mean, it's on par with that. And we're supposed to believe that. And think about this. I'm watching UC Davis, folks at a Jewish, these Jewish students are being heckled by, I guess, some Muslim, some Palestinian group. And they're shouting Allah Akbar or whatever it is that they're shouting the folks down. Swastikas are painted on the fraternity house. Over there. What is going on here? What is going on in America? I don't know. Somebody help me out. 855-217-76 extension 2. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club.
Geo Steering Services. It's one of the things new at Nessa Consulting Services. Kathy Nessett of Nessa Consulting Services tells us about how Nessa Consulting Services is now offering geo steering expertise.
what we're doing, we're going with what the industry needs. And right now, in our world of the industry, they need geosteering services. These are the individuals that oversee and steer these wells point to point to track in the right rock unit. And we are developing and augmenting, adding to our on-site teams with an oversight geosteering team. And to be able to provide another layer or another level of geosteering support to these oil companies is something that we're pretty proud of and we're working to build and do better.
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about Nested Consulting Service online at nestedconsulting.com and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at nestedconsulting.com. That's nestedconsulting.com. nestedconsulting.com, Tioga, North Dakota.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Thinking about rabbit stufado, rabbit and mustard sauce, beer braised rabbit, rabbit stew. That's good. Hunter's rabbit. Look at all the great recipes that you can make with a rabbit. I'm just saying. If you got a good rabbit recipe. I guess now would be the time to open up an eatery. I guess that the Fargo police say that the city's animal control can't do anything about that the crowds of jackrabbits, you know, making their homes in people's backyards. Local pest removal companies won't help out because they say that the animals are too difficult to trap. Police don't want folks out there trying to trap or poison the rabbits, because, that could cause problems. What the Fargo Police Department, what they're advising folks to do is to voice your complaint and start a formal process to get an ordinance. And they're saying that, we did a similar thing with the deer population. I don't think that it's the same thing, because you're looking at these rabbits. I mean, a deer and a rabbit are two different animals, no pun intended. I don't know. I don't know. I think a guy with a pellet gun could probably do a lot of damage, but then what would you do with all those carcasses, man, and the pelts? And I don't know. Gene out in Valley City, what's on your mind this morning? Hey, Gene. Do we have Gene?
I think I know. Okay. If we could get those rabbits on the Common Core math program, that would screw up their multiplication tables. and then, pretty soon we'd have no more rabbits.
Get them a little Common Core math.
They couldn't do multiplication anymore, right?
And there you go. We could get a little a small Planned Parenthood facility right in the middle of them, and that should take care of the problem right there.
I'd really like to have some of them rabbits out here. They're practically extinct out here.
Well, see, there's an idea right there, Gene. You back a truck up, hang a couple of carrots in there, load it up, and take it out to Valley City.
Well, I used to trap them, and we would sell them. I think we got between 65 and 90 cents when I used to trap them. But I would think, live traps or netting or something. You can't shoot them in Fargo.
Ah, I didn't know that. You can't take a varmint gun and pluck them off. Well, I guess you could. You can't fire a firearm in city limit. So I guess you'd have to do a pellet gun or something like that. Can you do that, I wonder?
I don't know, but I'd like to have some of those rabbits out here. I know the damage they can do.
I saw that video. If you haven't already, you should really check out the video of the guy. It's like 50 rabbits out there, man. I couldn't believe it. It's nuts. And when you said, when you were quoting a price per rabbit, was that for the meat or for the hide?
The hide.
Okay.
And I suppose after they skinned them, the carcass was put into mink food or something, but I remember seeing piles of rabbits 30, 40 feet high.
Holy
65
bucket.
Cents a piece we used to get. But that, Common Core classes for them, that would do it.
I agree, Gene. Thanks for weighing in on the rabbit situation. I still say I want folks to send me some rabbit recipes. I said that's what I'm asking for on air. Is there a recipe out there for a good beer braised rabbit or a rabbit stew or something like that? Is there maybe a honey glaze, something with gravy? Gravy would be good. And I've had rabbit before. I've had it cooked very well, and I've also had it cooked not so well, and it is horrible, horrible if you don't cook it right. So kind of like lamb or veal, something like that. If you don't cook it right, it is just rancid. But I've had it cooked with Southern recipe, really, really good. So I'm thinking. Got all those rabbits out there. Somebody could get a nice fur coat out of the deal, something. I like Gene's suggestion. Go out there and introduce Common Core math to those rabbits, and they will stop multiplying. But I don't know. Maybe they'll go the other way. Maybe they'll one and one equals, seven. And we don't want that to happen. So there you go. John out in Bismarck, what's on your mind this morning? Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Sorry about that, John. But I guess that's what's going on here in Fargo. Stay tuned for Scott Hannon and Todd Mitchell. What's on your mind? And let them know. How do you feel about the concealed carry in school? How do you feel about the rabbit population? That sort of thing. Stay tuned. What's on your mind right after this?
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, and we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.